What is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come? Why?
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 What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
My brother has faith and believes that God helps him, but I do not feel that God has called or wants me. What do you say? Hello, welcome to Straight Answers to Awkward Questions on Lutheran Radio UK. I've received a stack of questions recently. Thank you for them. And today's question is one of them. I'm George Samietz, a pastor in the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, serving congregations in Brandon, Harlow and Coventry. For more details about Lutheran Radio UK or the ELCE, please visit the website lutheran.co.uk. I hope you enjoy the program. My brother has faith and believes that God helps him, but I do not feel that God has called or wants me. What do you say? I say that God in Jesus Christ does want you to be with him, does care about you, and can and does help you, and you won't necessarily feel it at all. And I wish this was a dialogue rather than a monologue. All faith is a trusting, a believing, often because there is some evidence that makes sense to us, and our experience of this faith helps us live day to day without having to double and triple check everything for ourselves. That's how we travel on the roads as pedestrians, drivers or passengers, because we have faith in the other road users. That's how we live in relationships, and why we go to our doctor and dentist and pastor. Or, to put it another way, I find it hard to imagine people going to a doctor, dentist, or pastor they specifically didn't trust and had no faith in. Social media works well when who and what we hear are both truthful and trustworthy, and it is destructive otherwise. Faith, trust, helps us live. With religion, of course, the evidence people cite and turn to is thinner, shall we say, to the outside world. But in truth, this evidence is largely the same that historians use to work out the past. Religion isn't, and Christianity especially isn't, about blind faith. There is always something, even if it's because we grew up believing in God because our mum told us to. So your brother believes, and it would be good to know simply why he does, and listen to his answers. My guess is that there will be a mixture of personal experiences, things that make sense to him, and material and messages from outside of him. In Christianity, that will be the story of Jesus, the message of who he is and why he came into our world, why he died, and why we're still talking about him, because the world can't put Jesus back into the grave. There is a message in our world that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And that news isn't going away. Because your brother has faith, has this relationship with God which God has established, then he lives each day with this relationship and perspective in mind. And it is only natural then that he will at times see his life or things happening as God helping him. This might happen more in hindsight than in the moment, but that's what faith does. Helps us live each day with a consistent story of God's love and of our need for repentance, and of seeking to serve those around us. When people have a crisis of faith, or when they think or say that God isn't there, doesn't care, isn't helping, what is going on is a battle between people's experiences of life and the stories they use to explain life. And they are in turmoil when these two accounts of life don't match or fit, or when reality can't be squared with the Christian story. Obviously, one big issue is suffering, and all the accounts of suffering, and what people make of it, and how they process it and deal with it, and for some people this reality is incompatible with the Christian story, and thus there is the tension, the struggle, and for some, the rejection of Christianity, while for others, the confirmation of Christianity. You say, but I do not feel that God has called or wants me. Again, I wish this was a dialogue. I would want to know, how have you come to that conclusion? What feeling in you leads you to believe that God hasn't called and doesn't want you? I'm guessing, sorry to possibly put words into your mouth and misunderstand you, that part of your answer will be, if God uses my senses to reach me, then I'll believe. If I can see him or touch him or hear him, and if he then tells me that I am called and he wants a relationship with me, then I might feel otherwise about God. My reply is that I believe you and your sincerity. I've heard numerous people tell me something similar. And yet I do wonder why information via our senses is the foundation here, when our senses can be tricked. We don't always believe what we see. Our touch and feelings can be fooled. Just hearing a message doesn't guarantee its truth to us. If you saw Jesus, how do you know it is Jesus and not an hallucination? Some people have experiences that they can't explain and believe in Jesus. Other people have experiences they can't explain and they still don't believe in Jesus. For whatever reason, I don't know the reason, but for some reason, you believe that God hasn't called you or wants you in a relationship with him. And I can't argue that. That is your belief. What I can do is to say to you that the God I know in Jesus Christ, the God who has established a relationship with me and who overall makes sense to me, even as there is lots that is mysterious as well, cares for all people on this planet and seeks to help all people on this planet. I can say this to you because of the story of Jesus' death and resurrection, and that God wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, that is, Jesus, that God loves us, that God forgives us, that with Jesus, death isn't the end of existence, but we have a life that has already started in this world, an eternal life that death can't snuff out. And we live in this relationship today, each day, receiving. Ah, and here's the key point. Receiving words. Words addressed to us about sin and forgiveness. Words dressed in water at baptism. Words dressed in bread and wine as Jesus comes to all who commune to physically heal them, spiritually strengthen them, and assure them of forgiveness. Words heard in church. Words read in the Bible. Words about the Word of God. Words about the Word made flesh. And what happens is that these words grab hold of us and give us a relationship and a perspective for each day and shape how we live as we now struggle to live up to these words. Why bother with all these words? Because the foundation again and again here is not our experiences. They're up and down, joy and shame, contentment and discontent. No, the foundation are the words about God's love and mercy and grace all for you and found in Jesus Christ. In Christianity, I can declare to you that God has made you. You are unique and special to him. God has rescued you from all that can plague you and ruin your life, fear, shame, sin, evil, death, and that happened when Jesus died for you. And that God is helping you. Yes, that's a faith statement. But I believe it even if you don't. And when you see in Christ that I'm telling you the truth, eventually you might come to believe it too. Of course, you don't need to listen to me. Listen to Jesus instead. Why not listen to him as he speaks to us in the Bible? Think of the Bible as a library of 66 books. We never go into a library and go to the first shelf on the left and pull out the first book from the top shelf and start reading. No, we go to the part of the library for the book we want. So when meeting Jesus, go to the Gospel accounts, the first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and meet Jesus and read them again and again. And then tell me what Jesus thinks and feels about you. By all means, email me if you wish to do so, if you have a question about what you read. But I'm sure God will bring to you pastors and teachers who can answer any questions you have. Of course, you could always ask your brother. God bless you, and I trust you will discover the truth that in Jesus Christ, God does care for you, and He most certainly wants you to be with Him, to not be alone, and to have a peace that is beyond human understanding and reason, but exists nonetheless, a peace that rests in Jesus Christ and what He has done for us. If you'd like some straight answers, send your awkward questions to me, George Samyets, at Lutheran Radio UK. That is at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Goodbye.